Welcome to another episode of the Reloop Brief. This time, we're in France to check in with Reloop's director of France and Francophonie, Alexei Eisenberg, as he catches up with Shraddha Kumar. We hear why a deposit system for recycling is still pending after years of political back and forth, and how a first-of-its-kind pilot is now rolling out across four regions with hundreds of supermarkets participating. Alexei shares his thoughts on his recent tour of France that brought together local stakeholders to discuss the future of recycling and reuse. And finally, we'll hear about how the EU's new package and packaging waste regulation, PPWR, interacts with France's own national targets and remaining gaps to EU targets, and whether a mixed DRS covering both reuse and recycling could be the way forward. But we start with a quick update on the national discussions about deposit return systems in France with Alexei and Shraddha.
So in terms of DRS in France, we're talking about DRS for recycling, so on plastic bottles and cans. This decision is still pending, and it's the case since the last 6 years, and many reasons for that. The first one for sure is that France actually changed four times the Minister of Environment and State Secretary in charge of this decision in the last 3 years. So a lot of instability in France in terms of politics. And it means that it's pretty hard now to work in a long-term period on this project for the last few years and the next one. So DRS for recycling is still a topic that we are talking about, but it's not something that French is ready to announce at short term.
And what about DRS for reuse?
In terms of DRS for reuse, this is different. Through CTO, the Producer Responsibility Organization has launched with its partners Go Reemploi, Go Reuse, a system operator, a pilot in last June 2025 in four regions in France, which represents 16 million people. And in this four region, actually, they will deploy in more than 750 retail store the DRS for reuse. Actually, the deployment is at 350 supermarkets, but it's still continuing to be deployed. It's targeted glass bottles and jars. More and more products are put on the market to be reusable.
And separately, I wanted to check with you about a couple of events that you were a part of in terms of trying to bring about more awareness and more talks in the policy space about deposit return systems. Could you talk to us about your experience over this summer with the Tour de France that you had organized along with other NGOs?
So in the last few months, we have organized a Tour de France de la consigne, so a tour of France of the DRS. And the aim of this Tour de France was to really understand the need and the question and the impact that a DRS could have in France on different stakeholders. And by stakeholders, I mean local administration, MRF centers, incinerators, but also washers. We went to different cities in France, like five cities in France. We went to Marseille to understand the impact of DRS in terms of reducing the littering. We went to the Parc National of Calanque. We met the city of Marseille, etc. We have this discussion with the local stakeholders. Same close to Bordeaux, same close to Strasbourg. We went to Germany to understand how the system works in Germany. In Paris too, and close to Troyes, another city, to understand also what cities can do when they are more engaged in this topic. We did this tour with a national deputy called Philippe Bolo, interested to this question and to really had rational DRS discussion at national level. So actually, we had a lot of lesson learned from this Tour de France in terms of what's happening on the ground in our territories, in terms of what can cities do if we wanted to build a model in France. It could be a classic model, DRS with retail stores, but it could be also something else, collection point in retail stores, but also collection point outside retail stores. So we found some really interesting project which could actually design a French system, quite different of other system in Europe, but still very interesting for us.
And you had touched upon reuse in your earlier response as well, but I wanted to ask, so in terms of trying to design a new system, how do you see reuse being implemented at scale, and what are the challenges that you think might be the biggest hurdles or the biggest questions to be talked about among stakeholders?
So in terms of roadblocks and what is still hard for now in and this pilot is the timeline is to deploy actually as planned in the retail stores. For now, the pilot is at half of the target in terms of deployment in shops. So we are at 350 and targeting 750 shops. In terms of what is put on the market, the last 3 months, 100,000 units have been sold. So it's a good start, but it's still not enough for now. But it's also normal. It's starting from scratch. But the target is at the end of 2026, having sold 30 million units, refillable units on these four regions. So yeah, the gap is pretty high, but I guess all the stakeholders, all the people involved actually push a lot to reach this target.
In terms of what's to be expected in the next few months or maybe the next year, what can our listeners hope to hear from France about?
It's interesting for France as a big laboratory for other countries that's starting with no GRS at all since 35 years in place and starting from scratch and having pilots on reuse, thinking about integrating GRS for recycling and maybe, and we hope it's going to be like that, think both together as a mixed GRS approach and have this full deployment and infrastructures at national level in the full territory in France and actually having this beverage sector with a full deposit proposal. It will be very interesting to see. So we'll have a better picture, I will say, in June 2026 in terms of the deployments, how it goes, the products, the logistics, the consumer's journey. So we still have to learn from this pilot.
As we know, starting is usually the hardest step. And especially if you have higher targets, they often push systems into action. But taking that sentiment and pulling back a little, the packaging and packaging waste regulation came into force this year. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on how that compares with the existing French laws. Are there any synergies or are there any conflicts? Could you comment on that a little?
So France has been an early mover on packaging rules through the AGEC law, anti-waste and circular economy law, with bans and target, and there are both alignments and tensions. Concrete tensions are already visible. France had a national ban on certain non-recyclable styrenic polystyrene packaging in its Climate and Resilience Act. And this law actually was targeting that polystyrene will be out of the market if they were not fully recycled by 2025. So now this target has been removed and pushed to 2030, aligned on PPWR. So you can see that French law is right now adapting to EU. In the other side, you have also a stronger French ambition, especially on reduce and reuse. So French law sets specific reuse targets and ambitious timeline. And the most iconic target in France, you will not find this target in other countries in the world, is to eliminate single-use plastic packaging by 2040. This target is not in the EU PPWR regulation. So for sure, it's we'll see how this target will be managed by the French government, we don't know yet. But it creates opportunities in terms of leadership in France for a lot of business who actually are pushing on different materials, on reuse, trying also to avoid empty space and avoid the use of too much single-use plastic in their packaging, so to reduce their environmental footprints. So that's good. But in the same time, as you know, PPWR is this double legal baseline, which is the single market and the environment. So the single market is a key thing to understand that EU don't want to create barriers in countries because some countries decide to go far away from the EU regulation. So it will be exciting in terms of innovation. At some point, I think some stakeholder will be not happy to see that the French target will be more a political ambition versus industrial and technical one.
Alexei Eisenberg talking to Shraddha Kumar. Now remember, if you subscribe or follow to the Reloop Brief, you'll automatically get updates on our next episode, and previous episodes are also online at reloopplatform.org.